Hi, everyone. My husband, 48, and his or our dog, but I really think he was more my husband's dog. He had him for years before he met me, for almost 17 years. The dog was old in dog years. Anyways, because he was so old, he had health issues, arthritis, and then they found a tumor. Because of the arthritis, he often had accidents in the house. I would take him out every 30 minutes, but he'd still pee himself. We spent a weekend with him and then put him down. The day we put him down, we did some stuff outside of the house to keep ourselves distracted. My husband went to the gym when we got home, and I was walking upstairs when I saw a pee puddle. I couldn't help but laugh that Rocco was saying his final goodbye, even if it was nothing. I still think it's sweet that he maybe came by to say goodbye in his own way. See you on Rainbow Bridge one day, buddy. As a devoted pet owner, the passing of one of my beloved furry friends was a devastating experience. The grief and sense of loss can linger longer after their physical presence has gone. However, what happens when you believe you see the ghost of your deceased cat? That's exactly what happened to me last night. I was getting ready for bed when I caught a glimpse of a movement out of the corner of my eye. Turning around, I saw a familiar silhouette. That of my late cat, staring at me with his big, round eyes. At first, I thought it was my imagination playing tricks on me, but the more I looked, the more certain I became that it was indeed my cat's ghost. I was feeling a mix of emotions, fear, shock, and awe, as I tried to make sense of what I was witnessing. The encounter left me feeling both unsettled and strangely comforted. On one hand, it was a startling sighting that challenged my beliefs and understanding of the world. I have always considered myself a skeptical person. On the other hand, seeing my cat's ghost offered me a glimmer of hope that his spirit lives on and he is watching over me, purring from above. Have any of you had a similar experience? Our morning routine has always been one of the best parts of my day. On Thursday, my cat crossed over the bridge super unexpectedly. One moment he was healthy and full of life. Within 5 minutes, he was suddenly gone. We had no way to prepare or know he would go. He threw a blood clot, which took him quickly. Our final moments together was traumatic. My house fell quiet. He was a big cat and ruled the house. You could hear his big paws on the hard wood and little thuds. This morning, after the rest of my pets fell asleep, I was quietly drinking my coffee when I heard paw steps walking down the hallway towards my bedroom. I thought it was my other cat, so I walked to my doorway and looked down the hall, but nothing was there. I walked into my living room to see my other cat fast asleep. I genuinely believe this was my recently passed cat coming back to bed after finishing his breakfast, as he did every single morning for the last 13 years. Before I start, I just say that I mentioned some injury in this post. Please don't bark at me in the replies for not adding a warning. I should always say that I wasn't told every single detail of what happened with the bird people, so I don't know why we wouldn't have dropped him off sooner. So, basically, yeah, when I was around 11, it was around the middle of December, so there was all sorts of Christmas lights and decorations up. It was Monday evening, and tomorrow was Ben Day. For those who don't know, every Tuesday, at least in my area of the UK, is bin day, so you have to put your bins out at night or early in the morning, and bin men come and empty them. And my mom went to go and take the bins out. When we opened the door, there was this pigeon huddled up in the corner of where the door meets the wall. Since my house had a little room that stuck out a little further from the front door than the rest of the house, if that makes sense. Anyway, this pigeon has got like the whole of his left wing open, like we could see blood all over its feathers, and I can see all its bones and stuff, and his eyes were squinty, not closed, but it was breathing just fine. Mind you, it was like below freezing out there. Dad said he was either caught in lights or a cat got him. So we get a box and some straw, because we had some from when we had a rabbit who passed a little earlier. We put the pigeon in it and brought him inside the house. And he, just like not even attempting to fight back with my mom, picked him up, or when he was in the box inside the house, we have him a little water from a jar lid and some seeds from one of them loaves of bread with like sunflower seeds and stuff in it. And my mom calls a number she found for a bird sanctuary. Basically, they tell her that she can't drop him off until Wednesday for some reason. For the rest of the night, he stays in the box somewhere in the house. Next morning, while he is still asleep, my dad puts him in the hutch from above mentioned dead rabbit. That thing was pretty big. So he was set, and every 2 to 3 hours, my mom would go check on him and make sure he constantly had food, fresh water, and hadn't died. Well, Wednesday rolls around, and Nan actually offered to drop him off, since she was talking to my mom and was going towards the bird sanctuary anyways. She dropped him off while we were at school, and that's the last thing we heard from him, and he was still alive. 5, I think, days later, me and my mom and brother were walking to school, and I see this pigeon on a fence looking down at us, and my mom and brother sees it too. It was the same size as him, looking at us straight on, no damage to the wing, but it had colors way lighter than a regular pigeon. They were really soft, like pastel muted colors, and I swear this pigeon has like a soft white blur around it. Not like a holy father heavenly angel bright blur, like a small one. I asked my mom about it in the other night, and she remembers it clear as day. What do you guys think it was? Do you think it was the ghost of the pigeon, or us just having eye problems? I figure this is a story some might get a kick out of. I've always been a big believer and have definitely felt or heard stuff in the past, but only full body apparition experience was of a cat. One of the houses I lived in as a child was owned by an older couple that were hoarders with bunches of cats. From my understanding, they were evicted, and when people came to clean the house, there was trash piled 4 feet high in some areas. While they're cleaning, a lot of dead cats were found. After my family moved out, the next owners even found cat skeletons under the house. At the time I lived there, we had one pet cat who was a big fluffy gray and white Maine Coon. I always thought I would see cats out of the corner of my eyes or hear meows that didn't quite sound like my cat, but it was never enough that I couldn't convince myself that my brain was playing tricks on me. One day I was sitting in our office at the computer. We had an L-shaped desk with a drawer on the right side. I was just relaxing when out of the corner of my eye, I see what I think is my cat walking under the desk by my feet. I say hi to my cat and then do one of the biggest double takes of my life because it was not my cat. This cat is skinny, short-haired, white, and transparent. You could see the black background of the desk through it. The cat looks up at me when I fully look at it, meows, and then walks through the drawer on the right side of the desk. Like fully just walks through the wooden drawer like a ghost on TV passing through a wall. I'm pretty sure I just sat there dumbfounded for a moment before going and finding my actual cat who was not in the room. I never saw that ghost cat again, but I did always feel like there were many around while I lived in that house. When we moved a few years later, I was sad to see it go, as I never felt anything negative from that house. I'm sure those cats wanted a friend, and having a kid in the house who loved animals and was open to that stuff probably made them feel happier.